Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Yud Tes in Maseches Tainis. That begins the third perek that deals with other Tanesim, aside from Tanesim that deal with rain. For example, our Mishnah is going to begin discussing what happens if there is an affliction in the crops and the appropriate responses and the halachos that relate to those phenomena. And we're going to have a very long Mishnah going all the way through Yud Tes Amud Aleph, discussing many different calamities and the appropriate responses in regards to tefillah and tainis, as well in regards to blowing the shofar. Also, our Mishnah will have the famous story about Choni Hamagel, when there wasn't rain, and what Choni Hamagel did. Our Gemara in Amud Beis will analyze the fasts in regards to cases of famine and cases of plague to the fields. The Gemara will also begin discussing some more halachas about tainus in the cases of rain. That's on Amud Aleph. On Amud Beis, we will then talk about the blowing of shofar in the cases of calamities in the field. And the Gemara will tell stories, fortunate and unfortunate ones, about cases where Klal Yisrael did not have rain. So let's, Bezer Hashem, begin the third perek on the bottom of Yuches Amebeis. Seder Tanius Elu HaAmur. All of these Tanesim that we've spoken about in the previous two prakim, with all of their rules about the 13 fasts and so on, that's Berevia Rishona. That's in regards to the first period of the winter where rain normally falls, if there wasn't rain during that period of time. So then we have the above fast, as we mentioned. Aval, Tzmachim Shishinu. What happens if there was some change in the plantation, in the growth, the vegetation? So then in such a case, Masriyin Alehen Miyad. Then what is done is immediately you have the word Masriyin from the word Trua, and that is they blow a shofar on these days. Now, Tosis Dibra Maschel Masriyin points out that the Gemara's opinion is you also fast on these days as well, but it's different than what we had learned in the previous Mishnayos in regards to when there's no rainfall. There we had learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis that only later on, not the first few fasts, do you have the shofar blowing. Here we say immediately one starts Masriyin Alei Miyad, in contrast to what the Mishnah says, the first few fasts over rain. So there, the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Beis seems to indicate that they didn't blow the shofar right away. V'chein, as well says the Mishnah, Shepasku Gishamim Bein Geshem L'Geshem Arbaim Yom. If there was a gap between rainfall, in other words, there hasn't been a rainfall for 40 days, so then in such a case, Masriyin Alei, and then they would also blow the shofar aside from fasting. Mipnei Shehi Makas Betzuras. More precisely, Batzores. It's a maka of Batzores, which means that it is a cause for a famine. A tzora is a word for a famine, and it is in many ways more dangerous where there's no rain at all, because here the plants have begun to grow, but now that the rain has stopped, or there's something wrong in the vegetation, so then for sure there isn't going to be any growth. Yardul etzmachin avalo yardul ilan. If there was rain for shrubs and vegetation, but not enough for a tree, that's a simple reading of our Mishnah. The Gemara will elaborate on this. Li'ilan velo letzmachim. Enough rain for trees, but for some reason, not enough for the vegetation, the vegetables. Lazel lazel. There was enough for things that are growing. Avalo leboiris l'shichanu ma'arais, but not enough for the cisterns. The Gemara in Bava Kamma describes the different shapes of cisterns, of pits, that Boros, Shichon, and Ma'aros are. They all could hold water and are used by people for water, and there isn't enough water for the cisterns. Masriyin Alei Miyad, then immediately they blow shofar. V'chein ir shelo yardu alei gishamim. And even if there's just a city that hasn't had rainfall, d'chsiv, as the Pasuk almost says, v'imtarti al irachas. Valir achas lo amtir. We've mentioned this pasuk before in our Masechta, the fascinating description of Amos that it'll rain in some parts and it won't rain in other parts. This appears in Perek Dalid in Sefer Amos. Chelka achas timoter. So such a phenomenon does exist. Continues the Mishnah on top of the Yutes Amaralf. Also year Misa'ane Umesras. That city fast and blow shofar. V'chol Sviyoseh Misa'anos V'lo Masviyoseh. And everybody else fasts, but they don't blow shofar. Rashi explains that it's bad news for the cities around it, because the cities around the one that is having this famine will not be able to buy food, bread, and other things from the city that is suffering from this drought and famine. On the other hand, it's not that they're not receiving any rain. They are receiving rain, so therefore they don't have the extreme part of it, and they don't blow the shofar. Rabbi Akiva Omer Masrius V'lo Misa'anos. Rabbi Akiva says they blow the shofar, but they don't fast. The Rana quotes the Yerushalmi that the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva revolves around whether we look at the surrounding areas as connecting to the fast, like a day of Rosh Hashanah for them, or Yom HaKippurim. If it's like Yom HaKippurim, so then there's both fast and shofar. There's just fast without shofar, and this is the position of the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's like Rosh Hashanah, where there's a shofar and no fast. Continues the Mishnah 3 lines to the top. Yutesav Ra'al Fachayin Yir Sheyesh Ba Dever O Mapoles. If there's a city that has animals dying, or something has collapsed, God forbid a building collapsed, Osa Yir Misa'ane U'misras V'chol Sviyoseh Misa'anos V'lo Masrios. And parallel machlokis, that if these calamities befall, so the surrounding areas fast but don't blow the shofar according to the Tanakam. Rabbi Akiva Omer Masrias V'lo Misa'anos. Rabbi Akiva says they do blow, but they don't fast. Ezeu Dever, what is considered a plague of people dying? Ir Amotzia Chamish Meos Ragle, V'yatzim Mimenu Gimel Mesim B'Gimel Yom. Ze Achar Ze. If there's a city that has 500 people living inside of it, and 3 dead people come out in 3 days, one after the next, Hareza Dever, that's considered Dever. Pachas Mikan, but if it's less than that, 3 people on 3 consecutive days, Ein Zed Dever, that's not considered a plague, that there's a requirement of Misa'anos and Masrios. Al Elu Masrin B'chol Makom. There are things where immediately one begins to blow shofar and make a tainus. Ala Shidafon, if there's been an eastern wind that destroys the grain, Val Hayerakon, that is a bodily disease that is being passed around. Sounds like a bowel disease. Val Arbef, there's locust. Val Chasil, is also a different type of locust. Val Chayerof, they're wild animals raging. Val Cherev, and if there is murder that is being perpetrated. Masriyan Alea Mipneshi Maka Mahaleches. You fast and blow the shofar because it is a moving attack, literally, which means that something that could spread. And we're davening that it should both cease and stop spreading. Maisesh Yordus Kenim Yerushalayim L'Oreim. The story went that there was Kenim that went from their city of Yerushalayim. They went from Yerushalayim back to their cities. V'gazrul Tainis Al Shanire Kemalei Pi Tanur Shidafon Ba'ashkelon. They saw a small area of a field that had enough grain that would normally be used to fill up a oven, that it had been attacked through Shidafon, which means wind had destroyed. And that took place in Ashkelon, and nevertheless they decided to make a Tainus. There was a story of a bear that had eaten 2 children across from the Jordan. Rabbi Yossi said it wasn't even when a calamity had taken place, but it was already when they saw these wolves. I'm sorry if I said bears before. These wolves, that was enough for them to decide to make a fast. Al Elu Masrin B'Shabbos. We will even make a fast with shofar blowing on Shabbos for the following cases. Al Irshe Kifua Nachrim. If a city is laid siege by foreigners, O Nohar, or a river, has begun to flood into a city, Val Sfina Mitarefes Bayam, as a ship is tossing in the sea, it's in danger. Rabbi Yossi Omer Le'ezra V'lo Litzaka. They would blow the shofar in order to let people know that they need help, but but it wasn't a time that they blew shofar for tefillah. Shimon HaTimni yomer afal adever v'lo hodu l'chacham. Shimon HaTimni said that even for a plague, they would blow shofar on Shabbos. Rashi and Yudal Raman Aleph has a fascinating pshat on the bottom, why it is that the Hasra over here, the Masriyan, is of the shofar and not tefillah. The Gemara there discusses that Masriya often means tefillah as well, that over here it's not for tefillah because we're not sure that the tefillos are going to be accepted. Since we are not sure that our prayers will be accepted, so then it's prohibited on Shabbos to do personal bakashos. Now, if we would know, we would save them, so then in such a case it will be mutter. But unfortunately, we don't know. Unfortunately, the sugya is halacha l'maisa. Maybe we will do halacha from the daily daf to bring our boys home. The topic of bring our boys home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect them. The topic of davening on Shabbos, which is something that's been on the mind of many, since unfortunately two Shabbosim have passed, and what Klal Yisrael knows how to do during these times is to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Misha continues, five lines before the wide in your testament, Alpha, Kol Tzara Shelo Tavo, for all Tzaros, that they should not come, but if they do, Alat Tzibur Mesrin Alehen, they blow Shofar Chutz Merov Gishamim. The one exception is, if there was too much rain, Rashi says that it's a case of where the rain, the excessive rain, does not ruin crops, the fact that it's more difficult, that we don't make Masriyan for. Maisa she'amru lo l'choni amagel, the famous story of Choni Amagel, where it was told to him that Klal Yisrael needed rain. Hispalu she'ardu gesham, daven for us that rain should come down. Amar lehem tzuv v'chnisu tanure psachim, b'shvil shelo yimoku. He said, take in your ovens that were used for Pesach, that were made out of clay, that they shouldn't get ruined from the rain. Hispalu v'lo yardu gesham, he davened the rain didn't come down. Ma asa, what did he do? Og ugav amin besalcha, he drew a circle. There are different gersos over here, but he drew a circle in the ground, and he stood inside. V'amar l'fanim, he said, Rabban Shalom, banecha samu panehem alai. Your children looked at me and turned to me. Shani kibem bayis l'fanecha, like I am close with you, that I could ask of you anything. Nishba ani b'shmecha agolai, swear by your great name. Sha'eni zazmi kan, that I'm not moving from here. Ad sheterachem al banecha. Hischilu gisham minatvin. So it began to drizzle. Amar loy. So Choni Amagel said with gall to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Shalti is what I asked for. Ela gishmei boreh shichnu ma'oros, that all the cisterns should be filled and the pits. Hischilu leirid bezaf. Then it came down really hard. Really, really hard. Almost too hard. Amar. So he said, Lo kach shalti, el gishmei ratzon bracho nedava. It could be that the heavy rains would actually damage the crops. But rain that is one of will, of blessing, of giving, yardu kitikana, and then it came down beautifully the way ki'ilu it's supposed to come down. Achiyotzi Yisroel Yerushalayim l'harabayis pnei agisham. The rain was coming down over here. I say over here because now I'm sitting in the Lishkas HaNazir facing the stairs going up to the old city, looking out with Yeshiva Parak Yosef on my left side. Now, if you continue on past Yeshivat Parak Yosef, you could actually visualize the story very, very clearly. If you continue out Shara Ashbot, past Yeshivat Kotel, past Parak Yosef, past Shara Ashbot, eventually you'll get to the neighborhood of Silwan, which was Ir David. If you'll notice, Silwan is lower down. That means when it rains, all of the rain from the Harabais and from the upper area of the old city, but particularly from the Harabais, runs all the way down and would flood that area. So people began to come past Parat Yosef, past HaKotel, past Eish HaTorah, past Nativ Aryeh, and began to climb up to the Harabais. Mipnei HaGisham, due to the rain. Bov Amrlo. Then they came to Choni HaMagel and they begged of him, Kishem Shispalalta Aleim, Shiyerdu Kach Hispalu Shiyelchu. Lahen. We're now asking them to stop. Amar lahem, suru'u, im nimchis even hatoin. He said, I want you, before I daven, to check whether the special rock that sat in Yerushalayim, where people would place their lost items that were found, as described in Elu Metzias on Daf Chavches Amabez, whether that rock became covered with rain. The Rav in his Pirush HaMishnayos, the Bartanura, whose kever is to the east of Ir David, east of Silwan, on Harazesim, says that this rock was extremely high, and that was a sign that the water had gotten very, very high. From our Brises Mashmat, this stone was in Yerushalayim. Actually, that's the Brisen Bamitzia and Chavches, and it would sound that way from our Mishnah as well. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila Vaveda says that this stone was outside of Yerushalayim, so that we can't actually illustrate where that is today, but Be'ezer Hashem, we hope that that should be part of our daily life as well. That reminds me of what's a little bit missing. Actually, right outside Yerushalayim is where the Eged bus station is, and I lost my wallet. Baruch Hashem, Ashrecha Yisrael, I got the wallet back, but the money that was inside of it was gone. So that's a reminder of everything that we have that I just described, and the amazing things we have. It's still not the tkufa of the Beis HaMikdash in many, many, many ways. Tzuru'u im nimches even aton, shalach lo min ben shatach, el mole choni ata, if you were not choni, gazrani alecha nidui. I would have already put you in nidui. This is for a new reason, nothing to do with the reasons above, but Shimon ben Shetach's argument was that Choni HaMagel spoke tough, quote-unquote, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not moving from here. Avama eslecha, she'ate mischate lefnei HaMagel, v'oselecha ritzoncha. You could speak in a sinful way towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet, sure enough, your prayers are answered. Kiben shu mischate aloviv, like a child that sometimes speaks inappropriately to the father, v'oselecha ritzoncha. And yet the father listens to the son. V'alecha akos of Omer, and on you the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'salgi alo desecha, your parents rejoice with you. Ha'yimisanin v'yordulem gisham kodem hanei tachama. What happens if they were fasting and the rain came down? The Mishnah continues. It's a mistake, those that have the bold with masnisan in the middle. The Mishnah is continuing. Before neitzachama, lo yashlimu. Then in such a case, they don't need to finish their fast. Achar neitzachama, but if it's after the sun has risen, yashlimu, then in such a case, the fast needs to be completed. Rabbi Eliezer has a different sheet. Rabbi Eliezer mekoidim chatzais, if it starts raining before chatzais, lo yashlimu, then you don't have to finish it. La'achar chatzais yashlimu, but if it's after chatzais, then you do have to. Maser shegozru tainis belud, v'yardalem gisham kodim chatzais. They made a fast day in Lud, and the rain came down before chatzos. Amalem Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin said, "You don't need to finish the fast." Suv ichlu v'shtu v'asu yomtiv v'yotzav achlu v'shasu v'asu yomtiv ubo bein arba'im v'koru halal gadol. So they ate, and then they said halal hagadol. In the halacha from the daily daf, we've discussed on this daf as well as from the sugya on daf yud aleph on the beis, that Tosis points out that from here it would seem that even if one started a fast and said anenu, one can interrupt it. Tosis assumes that they said anenu over here in the morning, yet nevertheless, once there was no need, then they stopped the fast. That has important implications about fasting for part of a day. Says the Gemara, Seder Taniyos Helu Ha'amor B'Revir Rishona. We learned in our Mishnah that all the Taneisim mentioned in the first and second Prakim were only in the first period of when there is no rain. And now we discuss in the third parak other instances. Uriminhi revir rishonu shniya lishol shlishis lisanos. That the first period is not a time for fasts. Only the third. Amr of Yehuda. Rav Yehuda answers hachikamer. Seder tanuyis ha'amur. When did we say, this is how to read their Mishnah. When did we say the halachos of the fast in the first and second parak? Bizman sheyotza revir rishona vishniya vishlishis. It's a case in which the first, second, and third period passed, and it didn't rain. Now, all of these periods, explains Rashi and Dibra Mas Lachikam, are based on the Gra, are all referred to, it's a little bit confusing, the Revia Rishona. In other words, the Revia Rishona, when there's the time of Yore, that we've discussed in the past, from the Lashon HaPasuk, Yore Umalkosh, that has three parts to it, which is called, the general thing is called the Revia Rishona, and that itself is divided into three parts. It's called Revia Shniya Shlishis. Aval continues Rav Yehuda, Yardu Gisham B'Revi Rishana V'Zaru V'Lot Samchu. What happens if the rain did come down and they planted but it hasn't yet sprouted? Namit Samchu V'Chazur V'Nishtanu Masrin Aleim Miyad. Then you blow the shofar immediately. In other words, the chiddush of this Mishnah is that this that we learned, that you have fasts in the Revi'a Rishona, when the Revi'a Rishona has passed and there hasn't been rain. By the way, the Revi'a Rishona, the details of it, we're not discussing now because we already had it earlier on Davov, Amud Aleph. Here Rav Yehuda adds that what we're learning is the following. Of course, if it doesn't come down rain during the first Revi'a Rishona, which has three parts to it, then you begin fasting for the rain. But what happens if rain did come? However, the vegetation is not faring well, then immediately you make a fast with blowing of the shofar. Amar of Nachman, dafka nishtanu. The only time this applies that you make immediately a fast is you see that there's something different, perverted, about the vegetation. Avol yavshu, but if it just dried out, lo, then in such a case, you don't make a special fast. Ask the Gemara, Pshita Nishtanu Tanan. That's what we learned in our mission. It says it was changed. Answer the Gemara, Lo Tzricha. No, we need that case is a very specific case. Da'akun. Rashi says that the vegetation has begun to grow after it had dried out. Mao, the same, and I would have thought, Akansa, that since it's growing out a little milsihi, that's already considered something positive. Kamash Malan. Rav Nachman is coming to tell you that you don't look at it that way, and you look at it as if there is something negative. Since there is something that was changed, even if there was a small change, nevertheless, that change is significant, even if the majority was that it was dried out, and that's enough to require a fast and the blowing of the shofar. We've reached the bottom of Yutes Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues two lines from the bottom on Yutes Amud Aleph. V'chein shepasku gishamim. If there's a break of 40 days between rainfalls, in such a case, then they would make, we learned in our Mishnah, a day of blowing the shofar and fast, as well as our Mishnah had spoken about the Makas Bitzores, that if there was an agricultural plague, the Gemara spells out what that is. My Makas Bitzores. I'm reviewed, I'm a Rav. Maka HaMeviya Lidei Bitzores. It was a plague in the field that will lead, God forbid, to a famine. Amar of Nachman, Nahara Anahara Batsurta. Rashi explains that we're talking about a case where there is one city that does not have wheat, and really there it should qualify as a crisis that would require a fast day. However, they could pass through a river to another city. So that's called a Batsoris, and that is not as an extreme type of situation, and Tosos is of the position on Amud Aleph, as we turn to Amud Beis, then in such a case, you wouldn't even blow the shofar and have a fast day. We're going to get back to that Tosis in a moment. Medinasa, Medinasa, Kafna. In contrast to where there's a case where an entire country does not have food, and the only way to bring food is from a place called Kafna. So Rashi says on the second line from the top in Yutes Amud Beis that is worse than a Batsores. And in such a case, they would need to blow shofar and have a fast day in such an instance. So according to our Gemara, we have a chiluk between kafna and batsurta. If it's batsurta, then it does not have a special fast and special shofar. If it's kafna, then it does. Tosos, whose explanation we've gone with and is consistent with the approach of Rashi on Yutes Amud Aleph, asks a basic question. Then our Mishnah, we said on Makas Batsoris, you do have fast days. Tosis answers, you have to say that there are two different types of Makas Betzoras. That the Mishnah's case of Makas Betzoras, where it hasn't rained for 40 days, over there you have to say that the wheat has entirely spoiled. Since it most definitely now will lead to a famine, then in such a case, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, then in such a case one needs to fast. In contrast, as was described in our case of Betzoras of Rav Nachman, since the wheat can be transported from a different place, in such a case, as difficult as it might be, it won't lead to a famine. That's Tosis's Yishuv, that there are two different, you have to say that there's Rav Nachman's Batsoris, and that there's the expression of Batsoris of our Mishnah. Let's continue the top line, Yutes Amud Beis, Vamar Rabbi Chanina. Saw B'Sela.
if wheat is so expensive that a sub, which is a measurement of meat, of wheat, which is quite large, if the price of a sub wheat is
expensive,
but at the same time, continues the Gemara, ushchicha, but you could find it on the marketplace, bitzursa, in a case of a batzores, where it doesn't qualify as a full-fledged hunger, that would be the case of a situation of batzores. However, arba, if there are four sa'a that are being sold as for a sela, so then in such a case, it's cheaper, however, velo shchicha, but you can't find it, that's kafna. So ironically, it could be that at the time of batzorta, the wheat will be more expensive, but in the case of the kafna, then it's worse because you just can't find the wheat. Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo yishanu el bezman shamos bezol peres bayoker.
The only time that the above phenomenon
that Rabbi Chanina had described is when money is cheap. In other words, money does not have a lot of value. Uperos biyoko, what we would call inflation. And the fruits are expensive. Avomos biyoko or peres bizol, masrina la biyad. But if it's the opposite, if there isn't a lot of money and food is cheap, but it's hard to get a hold of money, so in such a case, they blow the shofar and make the fast immediately.
The Amar of Yochan, this is an interesting rule of economics.
My father may be well has a PhD in economics. I have to ask him. I'm actually traveling to the States. Ask him how this fits with modern economic theory,
how one understands it. The Amar of Yochan, as Rabbi Yochan had taught, Nihirna, I remember, Kad Havi Kamoi, Arboin Son Besela, that they were selling 40 saw for one seller, have a nefisha neficha kafan.
Many people were tragically dying of hunger. Tveria, in the city of Tveria, Medelais Iser, because there wasn't even an Iser of a coin to buy the food. The food was available, just people did not have any money. The Gemara continues, 8 lines on top of New Testament base, Yardu Litzmachin Avalol Inlan. If rain came down for the vegetation, but didn't come down for the trees. So then in such a case, we learned on the bottom of Yud Ches and Beis in the Mishnah, Masriin Alei Miyad, they immediately institute a fast with shofar. Says Gemara, Bishlam Letzmach Lolu Inan, I understand they did it if the rain doesn't come down for trees, Mishkachas La, De Asa Nicha, that the rain came down softly, Velo Asya Razia, and it didn't come down strongly. And for that reason, it's not enough for the fruits. Rashi explains that Dav Gimel Amid Beis, we say, Mitra Razia Li'ilana, that strong rains are for the trees and the fruits. Li'ilan V'lo Litzmachin. It's possible for the rain to come down only for the trees and not for the vegetation. Dasya Razia V'lo Asya Nicha, that it came down strong and it didn't come down softly. So then in such a case, then it's a problem that the vegetation is not getting what it needs. And then, lezeh lezeh, it's possible for it to service both. The Mishnah told us, avolo leboros volo shichnu ma'aras, mishkachas, that we could also find, this is the second white line, New Testament base, the asya razya, the nicha, it came down both hard and soft, miyu tu velo asya, but didn't come down a lot, it came down in spurts, and therefore there wasn't a lot of volume of water to fill up the cisterns. What's difficult, that all those things we can understand. El Hadesani, but there's another example. Yardu Leboros Lashichun Maros, the rain came down for the cisterns, the Mishnah said, Avalo Leze Ulaze, but not for the trees or for the vegetation. Hechem Mishkachasya, how would you have that case? And says Gemara, the Asya Biship Husa, it came down in one quick flood. So if it comes down in one quick torrent, so then that will fill up the pits and the cisterns, but it won't do enough. It needs to be spread out to really provide for the fruits and the vegetation. Mark James 4 lines from the into the wide New Testament based on Rabbanu Masriin alo ilanos bepros Pesach. One blows a shofar for the trees during the days of Pesach. One sees that they haven't received enough rain. Ala boris v'shichnu ma'aros afil bepros achak. But for the cisterns, already when it comes to the dearth of water, already by Sukkot, they could start davening for that if they see that there is no rain. The Ritva points out that this is a very strange time to begin fasting because rain generally doesn't come down in the summer. If that's so, then they saw they already didn't have rain from the beginning of the summer. So why did they start davening only now, before Sukkot? Quote in the name of the Ritva, that the answer is that Pros HaChag is already the time, of course, of Gishamim. It's a time of rain, the time of Sukkot, and we know that Sukkot is extended back. Pros, being the 15 days before, is already extended back 15 days, and that entire period of time is associated with Sukkot. In fact, we don't daven for rain on Sukkot because we don't want the rain to ruin our mitzvah, but fundamentally it's already the Zman of Yeridas Gishamim. So then we could start davening. However, we can't start davening during the summer when it's not the Zman of Yeridas Gishamim at all. So there's a difference over here in the Braisa between the dearth of water when it comes to trees, then we start davening for it and making fast days, B'pros HaPesach. However, when it comes to a dearth of water in the cisterns, then we start at Pros HaChag V'akulan. And in all cases, in Ein Lehem Mayim Lishtos, if there isn't water to drink, in other words, if there's so little water that, God forbid, people don't have water to drink, not only the trees don't have water and the animals don't have water, but if, God forbid, people don't have water, Maslin or Emiyat, then immediately there is a fast day and the blowing of the shofar. Ve'izehu miyad, shelahem, and what is considered immediately? Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Valkulan, emasrina leyen, and all these cases, the only way you blow is ela ba parchia shelahen. Only in those kingdoms that are missing water. Parchia refers to a kingdom, a rulership. Vasakra. Sakra is an awful disease. It's described in the Gemara in Shabbos and Lama Gimel and Mabez as beginning as a bowel disease and ending up in the mouth. It's an awful disease that's a killer that's described in Masechet Shabbos Lama Gimel and Mabez. Vasakra bizman sheyesh ben misa masrin alein. If it's killing, so then in such a case we have fast day blowing the shofar, as well as, or just like all other fasts of masrin, bizman she'ein bam misa. But if it doesn't kill, ein masrin alein. Period. Then in such a case there is no hasra. Continues the Gemara, masrin al gavoy. We learned that there is a fast with a shofar blowing for locust, b'chol shu, any type of shimba lazar omer afal chagag, not only a locust called gavoy, but even a locust called chagav. Tanu rabbanu masrin alei lanos b'shar shnei shavua. We blow the shofar vis-a-vis trees during the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, not in the seventh year. Alabarz v'ashich l'aharos. But if there isn't water, afilu b'shvius, even during Shemitah. Logic being that during Shemitah, we're not calculating our produce. So there we don't daven for the trees, according to his first opinion. But of course, water we do. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees with fast saying machlekes. Afal ilanos, that the tefillas are also for the trees. Mipnei sheish ben parnasa l'aniim, because ultimately the poor people get sustenance by the fruits that are hefker during Shemitah, and we're worried about them, that if there's no rain, they're not going to get those fruits, and if they're not going to get those fruits, so then they will not have parnasa, and we are davening for them. Tanya Yiduch, we learn in another Brice, Masrin al Ilanos Bishnar Shnei Shavua. We have the fast of blowing the shofar for the other 6 years of the Shemitah. Al Barzva Shikhun Barzva Fil Bishvis, Shimon Gamliel Omer Afa Ilanos Masrin. Shimon Gamliel says we blow for the Ilanos, as well as, and here this Brice adds, Al Asfichin, also the growths that grow on their own. Now, Svichin is a fascinating category of halacha for Shemitah, and from this brisa we say the Svichin we daven for as well, because the Aniyim live off of the Svichin, in other words, those fruits and vegetables, more particularly vegetables, and particularly beans and legumes that grow wildly on their own, so that's where the Aniyim get their parnasa. Tosis in Dibur HaMaskel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, raises that this Brisa, this opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, really walked into a heavy issue. And that is that there are opinions that hold that Svichim are going to be Asur. But Tosis points out that that is only the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says Svichei Zroim are Asur min HaTorah. Now it's interesting to note that even according to Rabbi Akiva, now we put on a little bit of our halacha hat over here, even according to the position of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that they're aser min haTorah, the trees, of course, will be permissible to eat from, because the only iser achila is going to apply to the svichim. That's step number one, lahalacha. Step number two, lahalacha, and this is a little bit confusing, is that we paskin that svichim are aser midrabbanan. This the Ramban spells out beautifully in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, Pasuk Gimel. The Ramban gives us the background of the whole sugya of svichim, which is quite a confusing one, that midrabbanan we were afraid that people were going to say, I didn't plant, this just grew on its own during Shemitah. And for that reason, halacha l'maisa svichin arasar midrabbanan, both according to the Rabbanan, as well as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our sugya, it would seem halacha l'maisa, because of a gzeira of chshad, that prohibited svichim. So what's confusing is that Rabbi Akiva prohibited a level of daraisa, as Tosfos points out, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said on a level of daraisa as well they'd be able to eat. Presumably, just like the Chachamim prohibited midrabbanan, practically Rabbi Shimon Gamliel as well would prohibit that, although that remains an open question. Let's continue on. Tanya Amar Abelazar ben Parta miyom shechar beis hamigdash nasu gishamim tzmukin. At the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then the rainfall changed. It began to come down in torrents. Nasu gisham smukin la'olam. It always came down in torrents. They're always in torrents, however, the amount sometimes fluctuates. Yeshana shek shamea merubin. There's some years that there's a lot of rain. Yeshana shek shamea meutin. Some years that there isn't a lot. Yeshan Sheikh Shamel Yordan Bismanan. Sometimes rain comes down in its expected time. Yeshan Sheikh Shamel Yordan Bismanan. But they always come down in torrents. The Gemara now analyzes. Shana Sheikh Shamel Yordan Bismanan Lamahudoma. If the rain comes down in its expected time, what type of year is that like? Le'evet Shinasan Lo Rabo Parnaso. So Be'echa B'Shabbos. Employer, a master who gives his servant already his needs, pays his wages already on Sunday. Then he's able to eat appropriately. However, Shana Sheing Shomel Yardim is Manal Maudam. What's that like? Levin Shanasan Lo Rabba Parnasasal Be'er Shabbos. His master gave him his support on Erev Shabbos. Nimtzis Isa Nefes Shalo Kitikna. So his dough has been baked appropriately, inappropriately. Nimtzis Isa nefesh lo kitikna vechel shelo kitikna. That's, he doesn't have his needs provided for because he didn't get paid in time. Shana shek shamea merubin ma'udoma. What if there is a lot of rain? What is that analogous to? Le'evet shenasan lo rabbo parnasasu basachas. A servant was given his sustenance by his master at once. Nimtzu rechaim tochanas minakur. And he gains in the following way, that what he grinds, rechaim is a millstone. Nimtza rechaim tochanos min hakur, mashe tochanos min hakav. A kav is a smaller measurement of wheat than a kur. A kur is a lot larger, and if you have all your wheat beforehand, so you're able to grind it in mass production, you're able to grind a kur. If that's so, through every grinding, there's always a little bit that's lost out in the processing. In other words, what falls off, what gets stuck inside of the rock. So nimtza, what emerges is, the flour that he's going to eat from is going to be left over, a small amount from a kur, as opposed to a small amount each time when he grinds the amount of the kav. So you end up losing a lot more. Think of it like a purchase when you pay tax, more precisely, even a delivery. Think about if a person goes to a store many times and has to pay delivery fee quite a few times, so it would be a lot better to go to a larger market and buy in bulk, and therefore the smaller fees that come along with the purchase fall along the way. So that's another advantage that he has. Nimtze rechaim tochnos minakur, mashe tochnos minakav. Nimtze isa ocheles minakur, kmo ocheles minakav. And what you eat from the kur is like what you had eaten from the kav. Period. Shana shek shamea mu'atin l'mahodama. If there isn't a lot of rain that year, what is that like? Le'evet shenasin l'rabo parnesasso ma'at ma'at. A person gets paid little by little. Now he has to grind every time separately. and therefore he loses out for each time that he grinds. Nimtzas isa k'moshen echelos menakur echelos menakaf. Also, we didn't spell this out when we read the Gemara two lines above in detail. When he mixes the flour, when he kneads it, so then there's always a certain amount of flour that comes off, and now it, because he needs to knead at separate times, he ends up losing more. Davar acher, another explanation is mashek gushmer merubin ma'udam la'adam shemigabelas hatit. As if someone who's mixing dirt and water. Im yesh raim rabim ma'imenim kalim. If you have a lot of water, the water doesn't dry out or disappear, get absorbed. Vatat tit megubel yafe. And then the cement becomes well mixed. Im yesh ma'im watim ma'im kalim vatit eni miskabel yafe. And the dirt does not mix well. Period. Tanur rabbanon pam achas ol kol yisrael regel yerushalayim. There was one time all of Klal Yisrael was going up to Yerushalayim v'lo hayu lehem mayim lishtos, and they didn't have water to drink. Kalach naktim ben Gurion, Eitzel Adon Echa naktum ben Gurion went to one person. Amar lehem, hiliveini shtei mesrei mayim nesmayim lo regalim. And he asked for 12 springs of water to borrow for the olei regalim. Vat niye ten lecha, and I will give you shtei mesrei ayonos mayim. Some have the gear, some mayonos mayim. Rashi explains that Nakdim ben Gurion was quite wealthy, as described also in the Gemara in Gittin on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. And what he was promising was that I have many cisterns, and when the rain comes, then I would pay you back all the water that came from your underground springs. The difference between Nakdim ben Gurion's wells is his wells came from rainwater, and those came from springs, that even if there wasn't too much water, then they still were providing the water. V'me'eni no sincha. But what happens if water is not going, rain is not going to fall, and I won't be able to pay you back? This is beautiful, and Akhtim and Ben-Gurion did. Harei no sincha shtei mesrei kikar kesef. I'll give you 12 kikar of kesef, which is quite a bit of silver. V'kavalo zman. Kivin shi gia zman v'lo yardu g'shamim b'shachris. When the time came, and rain had not come in the morning. Shalachlo. So the fellow sent him, Shkarli, O Mayim, O Moshe, Yeshli Biyotcha. He sent an Akhtimim Ben Gurion, pay up. Either you pay water, which of course there wasn't, or pay cash. Sheyeshli Biyotcha, that you owe me. Shalachlo, Akhtimim Ben Gurion said, wait, I have time. Adan Yeshli Zaman, Kol Yom Kulosh Shalihu, the entire day is mine. In other words, until the day elapses, I don't have to pay you back. Batzaraim shalachlo shigerli omayim omos. He said, pay up or give me water. Sheishli biyadcha, that you owe me. Shalachlo, Tim Ben Gurion said back, no, I still have time. Adayin yeshu shalos bayom. Bemincha shalachlo, some of us, like, it comes to that with a daf yomi, right? I still have time today. Shalachlo shigerli omayim omos sheishli biyadcha. Shalachlo adayin yeshu shalos bayom. Even mincha time, he said that time. Ligla v'lova said adon. This officer made fun of him. Amar kol shana kula lo yardu gishamim va'achshav yardu gishamim. And today, water, it's going to really rain. Let's go to Chaf HaMinalf. Nichlas HaBeis HaMerchatz b'simcha. He was happy. He was sure he viewed it as if the money was in his pocket. Ad she'odah nichlas b'simchas l'beis HaMerchatz nakdima nichlas l'beis HaMikdash. While this fellow was going to enjoy himself in the bathhouses, nakdim went to Beis HaMikdash. Kishu atzav. He was sad. Nesatev amid b'tfila. And he began to daven. I'm the fun of Rebbeinu Shalom Golov. You do a fenecha shalol chvoy liyosisi. I didn't take all this water for my own honor, for yours. Lo chvoy beis abasisi. Not for my father's house. Lo chvoy chasisi. Shu ma'im itzuyin lo le regalim. I did for lo le regalim. Miyad a miracle happened. 7 lines on top of chafun alvin skash rosh ma'im ba'avim. The sky became full of clouds. We are do gisham. Imagine this malush name esrim ma'is ma'im. And there was even stuff left over. They met each other. Amar lo tainli dmei mayim yoser sheishli biyotcha. So Nakdimion said, now you owe me money because you've got more water in those pits than we had even made up. You know, he was going to transfer to him those pits. Amar lo, this officer said, yodea nishlo hirushakash baruch lesa lomo el bishvilcha. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu shook up his world and made it rain because of you.
She'otzi mimcha es muvusai. I still have a way to recourse against you, and my claim, says this officer, is shekvar shaka chama, the sun had already set, ugishamim bershusi yared, and the rain came down in my rishus. Chazav nichlas beis hamikdash atev amad betfila. So Nagdim Ben Gurion went into prayer. Vamar lefan Rabban Shalom, hoda shiyesh lecha uhuvim balamecha. Show that there are people that you love in this world where your favor really lies. Niyad nispazru av mezarcha chama. So the clouds were what was allowing this officer to say, no, it's mine. So the Akash Baruch Hu immediately responded. The clouds pulled away. Vezarcha hashchama. And then the sun shone. Ba'osa sha amrlo adon. At that moment, this officer said, "Ilulo nikadra chama hayli pishom pe alecha sha'otzi mimcha uvasai." If not for that second miracle, I still would have won because I would have claimed that the water came down already after the money was due. Mirtz Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow. This is a record. We went into Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. We'll pick up on the first wide line on Chaf Amid Aleph about Nakdima Ben Gurion. This concludes Daf Yud Tes in Maseches Tainus.